Hello there, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today's article is all about TED Talks.
Whoa! Yeah. I love watching them. They're so inspiring.
They can be very inspiring, informative.
I've seen some funny ones.
Funny, too. Right? Educational, all sorts of good stuff. For those who don't know, this is TED, capital T, capital E, capital D, T-E-D, not Ted.
Ted the bear.
Which is another version of Edward, the English name. So these aren't talks by a man named Ted. These are TED Talks, and we'll be getting into the meaning of what the T-E-D stands for in TED Talks. But yeah, if you've been on the internet any time in the last 5 or 10 years,
right.
If you've gone on Facebook or Instagram, places where people might share videos as well as watch videos, you've probably seen TED Talks or seen your friends post a TED Talk, kind of pin it to their Facebook board or something like that. And yeah, they cover all sorts of topics. They're free. Most of them are around 10 or 20 minutes long.
Right.
And you can learn a lot just by watching them.
You could also check out the transcript if you want to really learn, you know, the phrases or the ideas.
That's a good idea.
Because
some of them are about special subjects.
Yeah.
And sometimes they use special words.
Them in class. They're very good
you
materials.
Use them for teaching. Great. Mm. So they're great for learning about what the talk is about. But of course, they're also great for just improving and practicing your English. Although I think they offered TED Talks in almost any language available.
Right.
I think most of them would be in English, but you can find them in Chinese, Japanese, almost any other language, and they cover many fascinating topics. We'll be learning more about them for the next couple of days, so let's get into our article.
Reading.
TED shares ideas worth spreading. Thanks to the rise of the new media age, it's easier to spread information than ever before. One media company in particular is trying to make a difference by doing exactly that. This company is TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. TED provides free online talks in which speakers cover subjects ranging from science to art to culture. Always inspiring, some of these talks are meant to be informative, while others are motivational. What they all have in common, though, is a shared mission. Their purpose is to share ideas, create connections, and encourage discussion. Founded in 1984, TED has come a long way since then. What started as a conference now includes a popular internet platform. At TED.com, people can find interesting free talks in over 100 languages. Yet even as the company grew, it kept its focus on providing diverse talks. To do this, TED invites speakers from all walks of life to present their experiences, worldviews, and findings. Today, it's one of the most successful media companies without a religious, commercial, or political agenda.
Okay, so the article's title is TED Shares Ideas Worth Spreading. And there you can see the T-E-D are all capital or big letters. So that tells us this isn't the person's name, TED. That would just have a big T. This stands for something. So TED stands for something. It's not just a person's name. In the article, it begins, thanks to the rise of the new media age, it's easier to spread information than ever before. The new media age is kind of what we live in now, right? The age of the internet is another way it's called. And yes, it's very easy to spread information these days. You can go through the internet.
OK, 没错，多亏现今的这个资讯时代，现在我们比以往更加方便且容易就可以得到资讯或者是传递资讯哦。这里有提到的 New Media Age, 其实我们也可以称为 Information Age, 什么意思呢？就是资讯时代啦。So next in the article, it reads...One media company in particular is trying to make a difference by doing exactly that. What does the phrase in particular mean, Mike?
We use in particular when we're talking about a very specific or an example of a bigger idea, right? So you might say something like, there are many great night markets in Taipei. Shilin Night Market in particular is very popular with tourists. So we're already talking about night markets, but then we get more precise or more accurate or more exact with our information, and we give an example of a night market and why that one maybe is a little bit special or a little bit of a really good example of the idea we're talking about.
Right, okay, in particular, 这个片语就是尤其怎么样，特别怎么样，所以你用强调的语气来表示某个大范围哦的其中这个特别是怎么样。比方像是 the whole family, but mom in particular loves to ski.那当然我们也可以用 especially 来表示特别是如何如何。OK, 刚刚课文提到就是特别是有间媒体公司呢就是如此来创造不同做出影响就是 make a difference. So, I'm guessing this company is TED.
That's exactly right. That's the company in particular that we're talking about. The article continues, this company is TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment,and design. You see, those are the three words that the TED, those letters stand for. T for technology, E for entertainment, and D for design. When we use this phrase to stand for, we're basically saying a letter or a short version of a name or even a symbol, a picture, can stand for something. When we talk about pictures, we might say, you know, the dove often stands for peace.Or a picture of a Christmas tree often stands for the holiday of Christmas. You see that image, you see that picture, and you think of an idea and many other things besides. Now, with letters as well, we can shorten a name, especially if it's a really long name. We can shorten that down to letters and say those letters, three or four of them maybe, stand for the longer name. In the same way that WWW stands for World Wide Web, we could say the USA.A stands for the United States of America. That's the U, the S, and the A in the country name that we normally use the short form of USA.
OK, 所以课文呢这里提到的当然就是我们今天一直在讲的主题就是TED, T-E-D, 那这个可不是人名哦，因为 T-E-D 个别有它的代表哦。OK, T 当然就是指 technology, OK, 然后 E 就是 entertainment, 然后 D 就是 design, OK, 待会我们会一一来讲这个三个字是什么，其实 design 大家都知道是设计哦。OK, 那 stand for, 我们刚刚有提到就是TED, okay, stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Stand for 有代表的意思，所以像是有时候字母的一些缩写，比方像是 FYI stands for your information. 或者有时候我们有象征性的，像是呢，the color white often stands for innocence and purity. Okay, 那当然我们也可以用 represent, 同样也有代表的意思哦。So technology, can you explain a little bit more about this word?
That was the T in TED Talks, right? The T stands for technology. Technology, basically think of the modern machines that we use today or the machines that we will use in the near future. That's what we talk about.When we talk about technology. Now, technology are always sort of the latest machines, the ones that science has developed for us in the last few years. If you went back 100 years ago, the car would be new technology. But of course, for us today, the car is a fairly old machine. Electric cars might be a newer type of technology. So technology is basically a combination of the latest science and engineering, science discovering new things, engineering using that science to make machines that we can use today. For example, Hsinchu is a center for computer technology in Taiwan. There are many computer companies there doing a lot of research, thinking up the latest machines that we'll be using this year and into the near future. That's what we mean when we talk about technology.
Right. Technology 就是 TED 其中的 T 代表的就是科技。技术它怎么用呢？比方像是 Recent advances in medical technology have saved countless lives. 这里就在讲到医学上、哦、的一个技术啊。Okay, and of course, we also saw the word entertainment.
Entertainment's about fun, about the things that you do in your free time just because they're fun and they give you pleasure. A lot of the entertainment we would think aboutWould things be things like TV shows or movies or music? That can be entertainment, but some people might like watching baseball games or doing hobbies. These are just the things you do because you enjoy them. It's not part of your job. It's not your homework. It's something you do in your free time because you like to do it and it makes you happy.
Woohoo! Okay, 所以刚 TED 我们都已经拆解差不多了，因为 design 是设计啊 ，T 是 technology 就是科技，其中的 E 中间那个就是 entertainment， 就是娱乐。像是我个人非常喜欢看娱乐新闻，英文就可以这么说啦。I love watching entertainment news.
Ah, yes. If you want to know the latest about Hollywood celebrities,、
Yay.
Entertainment news will be what you want. All right. Then the article continues by telling us Ted provides free online talks in which speakers cover subjects ranging from science to art to culture. So the speakers, the people speaking or making a speech, they cover. When we say cover subjects, that's basically saying they talk about subjects or they talk about things ranging from science to art to culture. So basically, they talk about lots of different stuff, but by using range from this to this to this, or A to B to C, we're just giving some simple examples of the types of things that they will talk about. For example, we could say that clothes in the store range from winter clothes to summer clothes to sports clothes. They have clothes for every time of year and every kind of activity you can think of. We're just showing you there's a big range, there's a lot of choice in these talks.
OK, 我们刚刚看到其中的句子有用到 range from A to B to C, 甚至于、哦、就是要讲到一个范围，就是范围非常广，从 A 到 B 到 C、哦、所以要举出蛮多的例子，还有 多么的广泛。比方像是如果你要提到、有一间餐厅它里面的这个菜色是非常多样化的，你就可以这么说啦。 Items on the menu range from hamburgers to Italian pasta dishes. 哇，所以他们这个餐厅有卖很多种类哦，从这个汉堡啦，到这个甚至这个意大利面的料理食物。那这个课文提到的哦，这个 TED Talk 我本身也很喜欢看，因为它就是在网络上啦，而且它还是免费的 free online talks 的这些演讲，让我们可以看到讲者谈论到关于很多的主题哦，像是呢这个范围从这个自然科学啦，到这个艺术啦，到文化相关主题。 I love TED Talks.
And the article says always inspiring. Some of these talks are meant to be informativeWhile others are motivational. Yes, hearing a good talk or getting, you know, advice from a wise person can be inspiring. Something's inspiring. Basically, it gives you the spark of wanting to do something on your own. It might give you the spark of a new idea or give you an idea that, hey, I should do this. This will be a good thing. It's the kind of thing that kicks you out of your chair and gets you into action. So an inspiring speech from a leader will make the workers or the people on the team want to go out and do an even better job, work even harder. They've been inspired, that's the verb, by the inspiring words and speech of the leader or something.
Okay, inspiring 这个形容词就是鼓舞人心的。Okay, 所以你可能可以激励别人啦，或是感染别人这样子的。And we also saw the word informative.
That's right. If something's informative, it brings information to you. It's a very good way of getting information or of educating yourself. For example, the lecture was very informative and helpful. I learned a lot and it helped me a lot.
我们都知道 information 就是资讯，它的形容词呢 informative 就是提供大量资讯的或是大量资料的。 So we could probably talk about a highly or very informative book, for example.
Absolutely, you learn a lot from it. And motivational, well, motivational and inspiring or inspirational, to use another form, they're quite similar. If something's motivational, it's going to get you to jump into action. It's going to take you from being lazy and saying, oh yeah, I'll do that tomorrow, to saying, no, I'm going to go and do that right now. So again, if someone's trying to lead a team, they might want to give a motivational speech to make the workers work harder and do a better job.
没错 ,motivational 这个形容词跟刚刚我们才学到的 inspiring 有点类似，就是激发这个积极性的 ,so giving you motivation or enthusiasm.So sometimes we might see a motivational speaker speaking, 就是一个讲话鼓励人心的演讲者。
Okay, it says what they all have in common, though, is a shared mission. So the speeches can be on many different topics. Some can be helpful, some can be informative. But what they all have in common, what is true or what is shared by all of them, is a shared mission. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But this phrase, have something in common, yes, means it's basically you share something or something is true for you as well as being true for someone else. For example, you have things in common with your family. The most obvious one would be you probably have the same last name. That's something you have in common. But you might have things in common with your friends, too. You have different names, but you have the same interests, the same hobbies, you like the same things. These are things that are true for you and your friends or true for you and your family. It's something that sort of brings you together and connects you with other people.
Okay, have something in common, 就是跟什么人事物有什么共通点哦。那我们可以提到人与人之间，就是哦，我们两个有好多的共同点哦。So we could say we have a lot of things in common with each other. 那相反的呢 ,opposite of that would be have nothing in common, 就是跟什么人事物没有共同点。For example, she's very nice, but we have nothing in common.那不只是人与人之间，商品啊，东西，他们之间也可以有共通点啊。比方像是呢 ,the cameras have or share some basic features in common.
Okay, the article continues, their purpose is to share ideas, create connections, and encourage discussion. Those are some of the great benefits of TED Talks. This word connection, a connection is a link, or it's a relationship between people or groups. Earlier I talked about having things in common with people. Well, having things in common, sharing those things, enjoying the same things maybe, that creates a connection between you and your friends. If you meet someone for the first time, you might like them, but as you talk to them more and more, you might say, hey, I grew up in the same town, or hey, I know those people, or hey, I loved that movie too. Those things could be connections, things that kind of join you to other people. And it could just be things you've done. You have connections with your family because you have the same parents or the same grandparents. You have connections with your classmates because you go to the same school and you have the same teacher. Those are connections as well. For example, Jeff has the same last name as you. Is there a family connection?
Okay, connection 就是人们啦，或者是群体之间的关系，或者是联系。那我们常常会用它的复数型 connections。Okay, 所以呢，我们来小补充一下 ，TED 大会呢，希望可以传达这样一个信息，就是这个优秀的思想可以改变人们对这个世界的看法，所以可以让人们怎么样反思自己的行为。所以呢 ，TED 大会呢，只是 TED 社区的一部分。任何人只要他认同某个 TED 演讲者所传达的观点哦，都是 TED 社群的一员，他们都可以为实现某个伟大的理想而共同努力。我觉得这个是一个非常棒的一个 idea, 一个 concept. So awesome.
Founded in 1984, TED has come a long way since then. Wow, I didn't know it was founded back in 1984. This word found, we often use it in the same way we would say to begin, to start, to establish. We often found things By using it in the same way as saying something started. Generally, it's for organizations like a company, a hospital, an institution, a university, something like that. That's when it began, when it founded, or when it opened its doors. For example, Amazon was founded in 1994.
Okay, found.注意哦，这里可不是 find 的过去式，这里的 found 它本身就是创立啊、创办的意思，跟 establish 的意思是差不多的。它的动词三态的变化是 found、founded、founded， 要接 ed。那 foundation 我们常常也见到，就是个名词，就是基金会。那刚刚片有提到 have come a long way， 就是呢有大幅的进步，大有改善。所以呢，他们从这个1984年创立到现在，已经有很大的改变跟进步啦。
Okay, what started as a conference now includes a popular internet platform. So a conference is a big meeting where a lot of people come to talk about one topic or one subject or one idea. There's conferences for scientists, for people who teach, for business people. They all get together, you know, from far away maybe, and they get to meet and talk about a special topic or a subject.
所以本来 TED 的形式是以 conference 的举办来举办，那 conference 是什么呢？就是会议啦、大会啦。现在呢，它包含一个人气的网络平台。At TED or TED.com, people can find interesting free talks in over 100 languages. 哇，所以其实我们大家都知道 TED 大会的演讲主要语言是英文。但是呢，在这个2009年 TED 就开始开放这个翻译的计划，然后呢就可以提供这个英文字幕啊，所以呢有一些志愿的人士呢，就可以翻译成各种语言。那目前已经有超过100种以上的语言的翻译哦。
Yet even as the company grew, it kept its focus on providing diverse talks. Diverse is an adjective which means different from each other. They're not all the same. They're about many different or diverse topics.
Diverse 就是多种多样的，形形色色不同的，它是一个形容词。So for example, people with diverse interests. Okay, so next we read, to do this, TED invites speakers from all walks of life to present their experiences, worldviews, and findings.Okay, from all walks of life, 就是来自各行各业的，来自各界的。想要知道有关这个片语呢， let's check out our pocket phrase go.
Pocket phrase go. Hi, I'm Dora. 每天都在冒险，我遇过各式各样不同的人事物，像在这个城市里就有各行各业的人。People from all walks of life live in this big city. 准备好要跟我一起在这个大都市里冒险了吗？ From all walks of life 就表示来自各界，来自各行各业，就好像我们中文说的士农工商。例如啊，我人缘好，交友广阔，所以呢，我办 party 就有冰雪公主来，有丛林王子来，还有这个小猴子扑哧的动物朋友也都来了。Friends from all walks of life came to my party. 各界的好友都来参加我的 party. Friends from all walks of life came to my party. From all walks of life 就是来自各行各业，你也记起来了吗？
And our next sentence reads, Today it's one of the most successful media companies without a religious, commercial, or political agenda. It's true, TED is just there for people to use. They don't even make money off it. It doesn't have a religious agenda. Something religious has to do with religion. So it's not a website for Christians or Buddhists or things like that. It's just for people's knowledge. There's no religious connection. Religious, as I said, having to do with religion, it's an adjective. So a priest or a minister or is a religious person, a church or a temple is a religious building. For example, there are many beautiful temples and other religious buildings in Kyoto, Japan. Those would be for the Shinto religion,、mm. right?
Okay, religious, 在这里是有宗教的意思，它是个形容词 so we could talk about religious groups or religious leaders. Okay, 但是它也有表示很虔诚的意思哦，比方像是 she is very religious. Okay, and we also saw the word commercial, didn't
we? Yeah, commercial has to do with money. So these websites, or TED Talks, I should say, aren't commercial, they're not trying to make money. Commercial,、mm. anything to do with business, buying,selling, stores, trades, spending your money, all that kind of stuff. If you go to a shop, you're going to some kind of commercial business or commercial building. For example, Ximending is a commercial district in Taipei that is popular with young people. We would call it a commercial district because there are more stores there than homes for people. It's more a shopping place than a place where people live.
Right, okay, commercial 就是盈利的或是商业的，它是个形容词，所以通常它是用在一个名词的前面。So if you talk about commercial and industrial city, you're talking about a city with many businesses and factories, like you were talking about Ximending before,、mm-hmm. it's a commercial district. Well, that comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. Mike, do、mm. you enjoy watching online talks? Why or why not?
To be honest, I haven't watched that many, but after reading the article, maybe I will start watching them more. So I'd say I don't enjoy watching them now because I don't do it, but I hope to in the near future.
You should.
I think I will start watching them.、Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Are you fans of online talks?
Uh-huh.
Have a chat about that, and please do join us tomorrow for part two of our article. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
TED shares ideas worth spreading. Thanks to the rise of the new media age, it's easier to spread information than ever before. One media company in particular is trying to make a difference by doing exactly that.This company is TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. TED provides free online talks in which speakers cover subjects ranging from science to art to culture. Always inspiring, some of these talks are meant to be informative, while others are motivational. What they all have in common, though, is a shared mission. Their purpose is to share ideas, create connections, and encourage discussion. Founded in 1984, TED has come a long way since then. What started as a conference now includes a popular internet platform. At TED.com, people can find interesting free talks in over 100 languages. Yet even as the company grew,It kept its focus on providing diverse talks. To do this, TED invites speakers from all walks of life to present their experiences, worldviews, and findings. Today, it's one of the most successful media companies without a religious, commercial, or political agenda.
Vocabulary Review.
Technology. Thanks to modern technology, people can do almost everything on their smartphones. Informative. Students love this English magazine because it is not only interesting, but also informative. Connection.Although Sarah and her family live at opposite ends of Taiwan, there is a strong connection between them. Found. Bill Gates founded Microsoft with his friends in 1975 and soon became very successful. Religious. Some people are not allowed to drink tea and coffee for religious reasons.Commercial. That successful business aims at making a profit and having steady commercial growth.